You're listening to Hunter Valley Today. Darren Catroupi with you on 981 2NM. Well, September is very fast approaching and it's getting close to the bushfire season. Now, you might think we don't need to worry about the bushfire season because of the wet weather, but guess what? We've been having grass fires. To find out about the new emergency warning system, you know, the low, high, medium, moderate, severe, catastrophic, all that, that's all changed. It's been simplified to make it easier for everyone to understand. And to find out more about that, we're joined by the inspector, in fact, the district manager for the Rural Fire Service in the Hunter Valley. I'm talking about Inspector Mark Denton. Mark, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's get into, I suppose, the conditions first. So we've had all this rain, but that doesn't mean you're not getting fires to respond to already.
Well, that's certainly the case. Obviously, there's been a lot of grass growth across the Hunter Valley District, across Muswellbrook LGA and Singleton LGAs. With the frost more recently has hayed off a lot of that grass. There's a lot of green growth underneath, but obviously the potential for fire to go in the dried vegetation on top is still there. And we have had a number of small grass fires escape landowner properties over the last few weeks, believe it or not.
So it's also the combination of the wind. All we need is a bit of wind kick up and that grass fire. And by nature, grass fires, they move very fast, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And as we approach sort of the end of August, beginning of September, historically, we tend to get those westerly, northwesterly winds. And any sort of spark into the dry top layers of grass is certainly going to kick the fire off and have it running across the top of the grasslands there.
So, as I said, there's a new simplified emergency sort of warning system that's coming into place as far as those fire danger rating signs that you see on the side of the road and on the RFS website and so forth. So how would you explain the new version?
So the new version, obviously, there's a big departure from what you traditionally saw for low to moderate, ranging right through to catastrophic across six different levels of fire danger index ratings, if you like. The national approach has been to simplify it. They've gone out to communities and they've discussed it and got a lot of feedback. And although people sort of knew the signs were around, they didn't actually understand what each of the levels meant. So what they've done is they've simplified it. They've gone obviously just down to four layers of, and what they're calling it now is fire behaviour index. Previously, the modelling was done for the fire danger index on forest and grass, and now it includes eight vegetation types. So we get a more accurate picture of the fire behaviour on any given day, given the weather conditions. And with those levels, there's actually messaging embedded in those levels, which is why the signs have got a couple of extra attachments to provide that information, if you like, for the community, so they know what sort of behaviour they can expect on any sort of given day if a fire were to start.
And I suppose that goes back to the purpose of these signs. It's basically to give the community a heads up on the situation and then what their responsibility is. So at certain levels, there's certain things that you as the Rural Fire Service need us all to do to ensure our safety. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And the messaging that goes out with that sort of stuff, and I'll use high as an example, because traditionally very high has been something that landowners have known with regards to their permits, that the permits are suspended. With the fire behaviour index, that's now embedded within an index that's sort of comparable to what was very high, and it's embedded in that high space. We'll be making local decisions on local conditions as to whether we need to suspend permits rather than just being an immediate cutoff at very high.
What sort of engagement education are you doing in the Hunter Valley with particularly rural landholders so they know about the change and know what it means?
So our first step, and this has only very recently been released sort of in the last 3 weeks into the district offices, and it's due to commence on obviously on the 1st of September, there's the New South Wales Rural Buy Service itself is going to be running some campaigns in the media to make people aware. We're going out to our brigades where our volunteer permit officers are in their local areas, and we're running workshops for them to get them up to speed so they can engage with their immediate communities and provide with them with that advice when they require permits and our community engagement activities so they can spread the word within the community. We very heavily rely on our volunteer members in that space to engage with their communities because they are the people, they're the face of the RFS in their communities.
Yeah, absolutely. There's more than just firefighting involved in being an RFS volunteer.
That's right.
Do you know how many signs do we have along the roads and stuff here in the Hunter Valley District, you know?
Off the top of my head, I don't have an accurate number, although we've been running a lot of detailed and providing some detail back to headquarters so that they can replace them. I believe in total across both local government areas, there was something like 22. That's been reviewed a couple of times over the last 10 years, and some of those locations have been upgraded, others have been downgraded and removed. But at the moment, we're looking at that 22 is what we're looking at to replace. Going forward, we're going to look at more strategic locations for those signs. At the moment, they're always pretty close to the local brigades because the local brigade volunteers are the ones that have to go out and change the arrow on the sign. And it's either a daily task or once every 3 days they've got to go out and do it, which is something that this new signage will reduce the burden on them to have to go and change it so often as well.
So does that mean you're not getting electronic signs? You're just getting the old manual ones?
So at the moment, it's like for like. It's under the National Exchange Program. We have had funding in the past to upgrade our signs, but we've had to put that on hold while they roll out the new national format. So what we're doing at the moment is just like for like. Where there are electronic signs, they'll be replaced with electronic signs.
And has the process started of installing the new signs yet, or are you waiting on them to turn up?
No, actually, they've had contractors running around the two local government areas over the last week to 10 days, slowly putting the new signs up in the various locations.
Wow. Well, that's pretty fast work and all in time for the 1st of September. So if people want to find out more details, what's the best thing to do?
So they can certainly go to the New South Wales Rural Fire Service website. All the details about the new signs and any other information they require with regards to permits and or just information is all on that website.
Inspector, thanks very much for joining us and updating us on this very important fire safety message ahead of summer.
No problem, we're all really good. Thank you very much.
That is Inspector Mark Denton from the Hunter Valley District of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.